This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Stephen Smith, a U.S. military veteran who spent more than 20 years working in the healthcare field, both as an Army medic and the pharmaceutical industry, before pursuing his dream of product development and becoming the founder of Innovation and Ideas and Battery Just In Case, has completed his new book, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In, a helpful guide for aspiring inventors and entrepreneurs. He failed after several attempts, but was determined to succeed. Following years of research and studying, he began to learn what was required to obtain a patent and to market it. Practical, useful advice for succeeding in the world of inventing. Our guest is Stephen Smith. Next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170. People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Author Stephen Smith's new book, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In, is a personal reflection on the joys and challenges of his career in product development. A candid account of the inventing process, the trials, errors, rejections, and triumphs of inventing. Stephen describes the inspiration leading to his designs, the patent and trademark applications process, and strategies for dealing with the inevitable failures. Stephen is the founder and CEO of Innovation and Ideas, established in December of 2016. He created the company with the intention of helping other inventors gain success from their product development inventions. The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In, Practical and Useful Advice for Succeeding in the World of Inventing. And author Stephen Smith is our guest on This Week in America. Stephen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. It's good to be with you today.
So much to talk about in the program, and you use the word journey a lot throughout your book, and it's obvious that this whole process is a journey. Who encouraged you to start this journey in the field of inventions?
Well, my journey really started when I was younger. I used to, as I have written in my book, I used to, you know, try to design, put together, plaster, make stuff, you know, from bits and pieces. And, you know, it seemed like it was pretty much in line as to what developed years later. And so I, you know, as I got more involved into the design or development, I just, you know, it took off as far as me inventing products and putting that concept together. And, you know, it seemed like my track record was impeccable as far as, you know, finding products or thinking of products to create. It was either on the market or it was open season to try to develop it. And so that's where I begin the journey.
It's a fascinating story, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I'm In by Stephen Smith. All of us have thought at one point or another, we've got a better idea. Why couldn't they do it this way? I've got this great invention. And it usually stops there because we don't know how to go about implementing that idea, getting it off the ground. You talked about, and you discuss this in a book, as a teenager, you're looking at inventing things as a young man. Talk about the talking temperature pacifier. It sounded like you were really onto something with that.
Yes, I was a military vet, I am a military vet. I was in the military at the time, in the Army, and my wife was pregnant, and so my position in the military was a medic, and you know I the fact that I had a lot of experience in the medical field, I just began to start, you know, putting my head together on this great product that I thought would be good for infant babies. I started, putting the pieces together and trying to figure out how it would work. And lo and behold, I came up with the idea of actually designing a pacifier that you would install in the baby's mouth, you know, just like a regular pacifier.
Oh, yes, yes.
But this type of pacifier would actually take the child's temperature without the child even knowing, the infant child even knowing. And so it would register on the back of the pacifier the actual temperature. And I even, considered it being audible, where it would tell you the actual temperature. And so that's how I came up with the idea. My wife was pregnant at the time. And so I would see when we would take the baby to the doctors, they would, literally stick the thermometer in the rectal area, and that wasn't a good feeling for me. So I decided to, put my head together and start designing this pacifier idea.
It's such a genius idea. And again, so often we think we've got a shortcut to something. You actually have had so many, and we'll talk about that during the course of the program. And Stephen goes into great detail in his book, The Inventor's Journey. What are some of the most important factors to consider when getting into this type of business? It sounds good, and boy, you're very honest in the book with all the failures that you went through. Talk about some of the factors to consider when you begin to think, maybe I could be an inventor, maybe I could get in business doing this.
Well, I learned from scratch. I really had no one to direct me in the right direction. And so I had to learn on my own. I had to learn by my failures. By putting all that together, it put me in a better place because I was determined to continue on with my journey. And so I had to learn this. I had to learn, who the adversary was out there and, who would really help me out and, who is really out there taking your money opposed to trying to really put your product out there on the market. It's not just a simple, sitting down and I'll create this product and, I'll put it out there for people to see it. You gotta protect it. You have to, do the research and see if the product's out there. And, and once again, and then you have to protect it. You have to look at the investment part. Am I able to actually accomplish, paying the cost to actually create this idea and put it on the market or patent it first, because that's the first stages.
How long did it take you from the time you decided, I would like to try to do this as a business, maybe not full-time right now, but as a business, until you got that first patent? How long a process was that?
It took me, when I received my first patent, I actually started looking at ideas, and an idea talk that's, or the actual called a non-provisional patent. And so what that does is that protects you for up to a year. But during that year, you have to try to market the product, or at least see if there's interested, entrepreneurs or businesses out there that are willing to invest or license the product. And so, you know, a lot of times, if you don't do anything within that year's time, or you sit on it, then the non-provisional will expire. If you move forward with it, then you can actually obtain a utility patent. So it literally took me, I'm going to say, probably 2 or 3 years to actually, get my product patented, or to a point where I knew what steps to take to protect it and to obtain a utility patent.
Interesting is you throw those terms out there. If someone's listening going, well, that sounds too complicated for me, Stephen does an excellent job of breaking it down. This is not a brain tease type of book. He lays it all out there, all of the terminology, all of the steps, a number of documents are actually pictured in the book, so you know exactly what to do on a step-by-step basis. The goal for Stephen, as I mentioned, is to help other people eliminate some of the problems that he had along the way and capitalize on some of the successes that he had. Our guest is Stephen Smith. His website is authorstephensmith.com. His book is The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes, I'm In, book available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, OlympusStoryHouse.com. Links for all of those on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Looking back on what all of you've accomplished, if you had to change or do something different, what change would that be? I'm sure people are like, okay, what did you do that you wouldn't do again that we should be watching for as we go through this journey?
Well, like I said, it's not an easy task to try to patent your idea. It's simple if you have the experience, but if you don't know what methods or steps to take to get to that, to that point, then you could fail, and you could fail terribly, because it would literally cause your product to not be able to obtain a patent, or you can actually allow the product for it not to be protected, where others will see it and know and think that it's a great idea, and they would actually take it and run with it. So, I mean, you have to be careful. You have to protect your idea. And certainly you have to keep an eye on every step that you take in maintaining your actual position as far as getting your product where it needs to be.
Several words that come up often, trusting is one, and we'll talk about that, and protection is another. Let's focus on the trusting part of that. If you're thinking, I really don't know where to turn, let me Google a couple of companies here and see if anybody can help me. No shortage of people who want to help. The problem is trying to find somebody who can actually help you. You talk about one scam you write about in the book, what you thought, you had a licensing agreement offer from a representative in China. Talk about how that came down.
Well, let me back up. It was actually a representative from what I thought was Japan. And it started out as a typical conversation. Not sure exactly how he was able to obtain my contact information, but I received a call one night. It was late. And considering the fact that he told me he was from Japan, I knew it was the time difference between the two countries. I talked to him, and he sounded very interested as far as licensing my product. And so we talked, and we emailed, and we really pretty much, it seemed like, you know, things were coming together, and, you know, we were, you know, just filling each other out. And so this actual conversation went on for over a month. And, you know, the gist of it was they were willing to take on my product, and he was willing to pay a substantial amount of money, you know. And so I was very interested. And so we talked and we emailed, and I was sometime up late talking to him on the phone. I was actually talking to his partner, because he claimed that the owner didn't speak English, so he had to be the translator. And so, and lo and behold, we got to the financial part where we were ready to move forward. And instead of him, you know, setting it up for me to actually get paid, they wanted me to, you know, to offer money to them, or to, you know, produce a certain amount of money. And that's when I became a little skeptical. And I pretty much said, why would I give money to get money, you know, on a licensing deal? And so I, you know, did some research, you know, looked at everything. And as you read in the book, I kind of closed the deal out, because I told them that I was not willing to produce money. They were saying that, you know, I would have to, you know, meet in Ireland or you know, produce the money, or the money would be produced in Ireland and it would be transported to me. And that's when things got a little itchy, and I kind of backed off and told him that I wouldn't be able to move any forward with producing any funds for this project to seal the deal unless the owner was willing to work with me in some manner. And so that's pretty much where it stopped. But listen, he really had me going for a moment. I really thought that this deal was going to close.
More with Stephen Smith, author of The Inventor's Journey, after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
For anyone who's worried about back taxes, has not filed tax returns, and doesn't know what to do next, stop and listen. Not filing your taxes can have severe consequences, especially in this political climate. Now that COVID is over, the IRS is getting aggressive, massively increasing enforcement and collection efforts. With politicians making all sorts of promises, especially when it comes to taxes, hiding and not dealing with your taxes will cause you harsh legal and financial ramifications. But right now, the IRS offers forgiveness and writes off a massive amount of tax debt. The Tax Doctor offers a free service that helps people get out of IRS collections and back in good standing with the government. Don't hide or bury your head in the sand. Take advantage of our free service. Call now to learn more. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. 800-795-6170. That's 800-795-6170.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
People ask all the time, who the heck is Low-Cost Airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Back to This Week in America and Stephen Smith, author of The Inventor's Journey. All of this laid out, the red flags that you should be looking for when someone is approaching you. I want to touch on the trust factor there. So often you hear people have an idea and somebody will ask them, what is it? And they basically spill the whole thing. How do you protect yourself, the proprietary ideas and designs that you have? How willing should you be to share those with someone?
You certainly have to be, you know, really protective of your idea. A lot of times you would think that, you know, when you talk to someone, your mindset will tell you, well, you know, they may not be able to afford this. So I can actually convey my message or my idea to them.
Yes.
But you have to certainly protect, you know, as though it's actually considered a non-disclosure agreement that you would fill out. But see, you have to use that non-disclosure agreement verbally before you even sign a document, as far as a non-disclosure agreement. It's because, you know, you never know. Someone you might talk to that, you know, becomes very interested could actually take your idea and run with it. So the best method, the best technique first is to first see if the idea is out there, do a search, patent search. And then once you find out that it's not there or not out there, then you can move forward with the next step, and that's trying to get the product patented. Once you have gotten it protected, either non-provisional, that lasts a year, or the utility, then now you can talk about it a little more and try to consider trying to license the product. But you still want to make sure that you sign a non-disclosure agreement with just anybody you speak with, because you still want to make sure you're maintaining some type of privacy and keeping it, under lock and key until it's actually out there to the public.
Let's talk about that balance you have to have between really pursuing your dream, something that you want to happen, which was your case. You really wanted to do this, not only the monetary part of it, but you considered inventing a gift. You were providing solutions to people in their lifestyle to make their lives easier. You balance that persistence that you have, that perseverance, along with reality that maybe this is not going to work. As you were going through the process, the journey that we talked about, were there times when you were second-guessing whether or not this journey was what I really should be focusing on?
Rick, because when I started, like I said, it was just a constant beating of my brain to say, wow, you know, you can actually do this. And so, like I mentioned in the beginning, my track record for creating ideas, it seemed like every time I came up with an idea, it was a hit.
Yes.
And what I mean by that, it was either on the market, so my mind was working in the right direction because I'm creating these ideas, and they're either out there or they're not out there. And so I took that and ran with it. And I said, you know, this, you know, really could work for me. And so as a result, you know, I stayed with it and I continued the journey. And so that's where I really came up with the name of the book, you know, The Inventor's Journey, because it certainly, like I said, you can't sit around on the idea as to think that, well, I'll sit on it, you know, for a few months, you know, and wait to get a patent, wait to move forward. Believe me, there are people out here that are thinking about the same thing you're thinking about. And so before you know it, it can end up on the shelf and you'll say to yourself, wow, I came up with that idea, or I had that idea and I was going to create it, but it's on the shelf. So that's what I would convey to those that are interested. If you have an idea, don't just sit on it and think that, you know, it'll wait for you.
Yes.
Because believe me, every day you see ideas that you thought you could actually produce and put it out there. But you'll find that either it's in the U.S. Patent and Trade Office getting ready to obtain a patent on it, or it's being developed.
I guess you have to figure, if I have that idea, somebody else probably does. The question now is, who gets there first? Who gets to the finish line first?
Exactly.
And
certainly,
Stephen has done that. Let's jump to January of 2017. You've got this product that charges cell phones in a unique way in other devices. Talk about that and getting the patent and going into business and the thrill of success when you have a product like this that is life-changing for people and a successful patent, a successful product designed for you.
Well, that particular product is called the Battery Just In Case. And I came up with that idea. Me and my wife, we frequent Myrtle Beach. And so we were down in Myrtle Beach one year, and my phone, died on me. You know, the battery was getting low.
Yes.
And eventually it died. And so I was sitting there as an inventor, using the inventor's mindset. And I said, wow, I said, it'd be something if they can create an idea where your phone could literally charge without it being plugged in. And so my mind began to work. And so I came up with the idea of solar. Okay. And that was the first a concept that I had put together in regards to the battery just in case. And so then, you know, as I did my worst research, I realized that the solar had to be big enough to be able to hold enough power to charge. And so I, you know, once again, I spoke, you know, with, companies in China and in the various locations to research it. But then I also said I can use USB, you know, and incorporate a battery inside the actual case, and that would I can incorporate the two together, and so it will charge using solar, and also I can charge the battery using solar, a USB battery. And so, you know, lo and behold, it came together, and the battery just in case was created.
I love that. And can we find information on that on your website?
It's right now, I am trying to reestablish, because of the pandemic, I'm trying to reestablish my market and get things back with the newer phones. And so I'm working on that now.
The book, The Inventor's Journey, Three Strikes I Am In by Stephen Smith. This website, simple, his name, author, stephensmith.com. Traveling, can't write that down or can't remember it, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we will link you on directly to Stephen's website.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. And join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.